So I think it's important to keep in mind that if you don't necessarily need a complex in-house internally developed agent, so if you don't necessarily have maybe as sensitive or high value a use case as many enterprises do, then I would probably recommend sticking with a solution that's built for non-coders. There are just a ton of options out there. But if you are an enterprise marketer or a marketer who works with enterprise clients who's looking to bring custom agents into your or their organizations, then the new Agents SDK and Responses API from OpenAI should definitely be at the top of your list for things to experiment with and start to explore or hand off to your developers. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight talking about more agent news in the AI world, and this is a big one, particularly for marketers who may work within an organization that has their own internal development team, or for marketers who are tech-savvy enough to use APIs and coding tools for themselves. And that is an ever-growing pool of marketers now that we have access to AI coding tools. But if that doesn't necessarily include you, then don't feel excluded from today's episode because you can always educate yourself and do some experimentation on how to use these agent tools that we're going to be talking about tonight. Or, of course, you can contract with a developer who is able to do this type of thing for you. Either way, the news from OpenAI about their Responses API and their Agents SDK is huge news for businesses and marketers who plan on implementing agents, and that's why we're going to be talking about them tonight. And this is news launching today about this new Responses API, and it's going to combine the simplicity of the Chat Completions API with the tool use capabilities of the Assistance API, so two existing APIs within the OpenAI tech stack. And this is going to allow developers to integrate OpenAI models and their specifically built-in tools for agents and agentic operations into their applications in a much more seamless and efficient manner without having to deal with multiple API instances from multiple different vendors and platforms. And essentially, with this API, you can solve very complex tasks that would usually require multiple tools and multiple API calls with just a single API call. And for any non-developers out there, that is a big deal when it comes to streamlining and speeding up the development process. And we are going to go through the different tools that are actually available within this API, and we're also going to go through the Agents SDK. And remember, this is pretty technical information, so if you are a marketer who does not plan on getting into the nuts and bolts of these tools and building something with the SDK or the API yourself, then absolutely share this information with either a contracted developer or an in-house developer on your team so that you can utilize these capabilities. And we will go through a pretty basic step-by-step on how this API can be used if you do want to try something like that. But for now, let's go through each of these tools that are going to be included in this new API, the new Responses API. First, they are going to be the web search tool, the file search tool, and the computer use tool. So you should already be able to tell that that is covering a lot of bases when it comes to what an agent needs to be able to do on our device to be useful. The web search tool is going to be powered by the same model that's powering the ChatGPT search capabilities. It's going to give you real-time information from the web, and it's going to give you citations and sources for that information and then compile it for you. Then you have the file search tool, which allows information to be pulled or retrieved from huge files or data sets with tons of different documents. And this tool enables things like the ability to process and search and filter through all of the variable metadata on those files. It is particularly useful in use cases that involve large code bases or huge databases and documentations, maybe case files or legal use cases for health and legal purposes. And then lastly is the computer use tool, and this is the tool that powers the operator feature for ChatGPT to perform tasks directly on your computer screen through that visual user interface. And this is going to be what enables developers to automate the actual tasks that are going to be backed up by the web search and file search information retrieval abilities. Now, the Agents SDK is also being released and introduced alongside the Responses API, and I'll just go straight to a quote from the product manager at OpenAI's API team, Nikunj Handa, where he says, "The Responses API functions as this fundamental unit employing models and tools to accomplish specific tasks. The Agents SDK allows for multiple of these fundamental units to collaborate in tackling more complex challenges." So as I understand it, the Agents SDK is basically going to allow you to utilize multiple instances or units of this responses API, and is really geared towards being able to trace and inspect these workflow operations that these agents are taking for debugging and optimization purposes. As far as use cases in your business that your developers can go ahead and tackle with these tools, we've talked a lot about many of these use cases in the past, a primary one being customer service, but also things like IT operations or finance and legal, which do get a little sensitive when it comes to security and securing proprietary data and legal data. Always needs to be considered, especially in things like healthcare, which is also another use case. Now, as far as marketing goes, we see a lot of content creation and research being a primary use case for these agents. But if you have a lot of maybe proprietary or huge databases internally that you need a sales agent or a customer service agent or an avatar or virtual influencer for your brand to know and to be able to utilize, then this is something that definitely makes sense as far as plugging that agent into your internal systems. Now, this next part here is a bit technical, and I'm actually going to share a link to the Perplexity report, the Perplexity search results that I used to research for today's episode, because they actually provide some real code examples that you can copy and paste for multiple different languages, including JavaScript and Python, on how to do some of this API use. But the steps can be broken down pretty simply and summarized in the following way. First, you set up your OpenAI account. It's going to be a little bit different from your ChatGPT account. You're going to need to set it up at platform.openai.com. That's where you're going to get your API key. And then the next step is to install the OpenAI SDK. Again, check out the link in the show notes for examples on how to do that in JavaScript or Python. If you're watching along on video right now, you're seeing those examples on the screen. And then the next step is to initialize the client for the OpenAI in JavaScript or Python. Next here is to create your response, implement any tools that you need to use like web search, and then lastly, allow for a chat history with OpenAI across different agent requests. So 2025 absolutely continues to be the year of the agent. And we talk a lot about just out-of-the-box tools and platforms that allow you to use agentic features and take advantage of that technology. So I think it's important to keep in mind that if you don't necessarily need a complex in-house, internally developed agent, so if you don't necessarily have maybe as sensitive or high value a use case as many enterprises do, then I would probably recommend sticking with a solution that's built for non-coders. Again, something out of the box, some sort of SaaS agent platform. We have talked about many of those, like Crew.ai, which is actually even a little bit technical still, but Lindy.ai or Agents.ai or Convergence.ai from yesterday's episode. There are just a ton of options out there. But if you are an enterprise marketer or a marketer who works with enterprise clients who's looking to bring custom agents into your or their organizations, then the new Agents SDK and Responses API from OpenAI should definitely be at the top of your list for things to experiment with and start to explore or hand off to your developers. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.